You're listening to Thumb Broadcasting, where we have your news update every hour. If you ever miss a news update, you can head on over to thumbnet.net. Listen to every hour news update there, read along with the full written articles, and download our app and take us with you anywhere around the world on thumbnet.net. Without further ado, let us get right into this 8 o'clock news update here on Friday, May 17th. This news update is being brought to you by D&M Cabinet Shop. For beautiful custom-built cabinets, diamond and decor cabinetry, see D&M Cabinet Shop in Ruth. And by Murphy's Bakery Catering Connection and Ice Cream Store in downtown Bad Axe. They're open now with fresh baked breads, bagels, donuts, and other desserts that were baked while you slept. And by Al Hansen Motors in downtown Bad Axe. Come see the indoor lot and discover deals on wheels at Al Hansen Motors. Here is the latest news from the Associated Press and the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Dina Bruderek. As we approach the end of the Bad Axe spring cleanup on May 24th, this weekend marks the final opportunity to join hands and spruce up our beloved community. Armed with a specialized leaf vac truck, the city is poised to whisk away nature's debris from our streets. Remember, only leaves should adorn the curbs for pickup, while tree limbs should be neatly stacked between the sidewalk and curb. As we bid farewell to spring and welcome the blossoming of summer, let's unite as proud residents of Bad Axe, embodying our commitment to cleanliness and community well-being. Together, we can transform our town into a shining beacon of civic responsibility and environmental stewardship, inspiring neighboring communities across the Thumb region. And this Sunday, May 19th, local viewers will have a reason to smile as a video featuring the Anneman family from our community will be showcased on America's Funniest Home Videos on ABC. Josh Anneman, a salesman at Thumb Broadcasting, and his wife, Shay, submitted a video of their young son, Eli, hilariously crashing his electric-powered BMW ride-on car in their garage. The video has caught the attention of AFV and will be featured in a non-contest episode, bringing a moment of joy to households nationwide. It was Eli's first time driving the car, and he's been scared to drive his since, so hopefully seeing the video on TV will help him overcome his fear. Don't miss the chance to share in the laughter. Tune in this Sunday to see Eli's amusing mishap on America's Funniest Home Videos. And a variety of issues were discussed during this month's Sebring Village Police Committee. Installing electronic locks for the doors to the police department is being considered, as is limited parking in the downtown area to 2 hours. It was reported that the new taser is in use and that dashboard cameras have been installed in two of the cruisers. According to a report that was presented, the police department handled 43 complaints and officers did 78 traffic stops in March. Also, the department's three cruisers traveled 2,488 miles while patrolling. And with that, we'll be back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news after this.
It's time for you to get a new vehicle from Al Hansen Motors in downtown Bad Axe. They have a great selection of the best pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs.
I'm Al Hansen, and I guarantee it.
Check out a like new 2018 Ford Fusion SE. It has only 90,000 miles and selling for $14,880.
I'm Al Hansen, and I guarantee it.
Or 2017 GMC Acadia that has 99,000 miles with all-wheel drive, starting at $20,880.
I'm Al Hansen, and I guarantee it.
How about a 2016 Ford Mustang convertible with only 70,000 miles, starting at $17,580?
I'm Al Hansen, and I guarantee it.
Don't miss out on a 2019 Equinox all-wheel drive with only 28,000 miles, priced at $23,980.
I'm Al Hansen, and I guarantee it.
All vehicles fully inspected to great working order, financing with credit approval. Go talk to Tyler Hansen for a deal on wheels in downtown Bad Axe at Al Hansen Motors. Call Tyler at 989-269-7299. See more vehicles in stock, plus full-line repair services available on the website, alhansenmotors.com.
I'm Al Hansen, and I guarantee it.
And we're back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news. Joshua Jacob Burrows, a 19-year-old from Prudenville, appeared virtually via Zoom from the Huron County Jail for his arraignment Thursday on two felony charges linked to interactions with a 15-year-old on Snapchat. Burrows was brought back to Huron County by Michigan State Police following his time at the Roscommon County Jail, where he faced charges related to misleading the police and possessing concealing stolen property, specifically a motor vehicle. After his stint in Roscommon County, Burrows was promptly returned to Huron County for arraignment on charges, including CSC in the third degree with a potential 15-year sentence and possession of child sexually abusive material carrying a possible 4-year term. Magistrate Jessica Teslin Renke presided over the 73B District Court on Thursday, adjusted Burrows' bond to $10,000 with a 10% option, and ordered a GPS tether. Additionally, it was disclosed that Burrows is wanted in St. Clair County for a probation violation warrant without bond. And on April 30th at approximately 7:12 p.m., an employee at the East Side Party Store dialed 911 reporting a man came in threatening to murder his ex-girlfriend. Stephen Orlando Emmett, a 46-year-old from Bad Axe, was promptly arrested by the Huron County Sheriff's Department in Verona Township following the store's call. The victim, during a conversation with law enforcement, displayed signs of neck injury but hesitated to report the incident due to concerns for Emmett's well-being. Emmett appeared via Zoom from the Huron County Jail on May 16th, facing charges including assault, aggravated stalking, and domestic violence, a second offense. Defense counsel requested the removal of the no-contact order, and the prosecutor mentioned the victim's wish to lift it. However, the assistant prosecutor also highlighted an existing no-contact order from the 37th District Court in Warren, stemming from a previous domestic violence charge where Emmett was on probation. This order had been modified to a no-hostile contact order at the time of the incident in Huron County. Considering the seriousness of the allegations in Emmett's prior conviction, Magistrate Jessica Teslin Renke said bonded $5,000 with a 10% option. And May is Mental Health Awareness Month, shedding light on the unique challenges rural areas face. Mental health issues are often stigmatized in these communities, contributing to feelings of shame. Yet rural areas experience higher rates of depression and suicide, with farmers being particularly vulnerable. Loneliness and lack of belonging are significant concerns, exacerbated by social isolation. Despite these obstacles, the Rural Mental Health Resilience Program offers vital resources and training nationwide. You can view a link to that on the full written article on thumbnet.net. It is crucial to acknowledge mental health as a valid concern and foster open conversations to reduce stigma. Remember, help is available 24/7 by texting or calling 988. Let's prioritize mental health this May and build a more compassionate rural community. And with that, we'll be back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news after this.
Is it time for a new kitchen or bathroom? Is it time for new countertops? Then it's time for a trip to D&M Cabinet Shop in Ruth. Doug Klee from D&M Cabinet Shop can help you design and build the kitchen or bath you've always wanted. From beautiful custom-built cabinets to quality cabinetry from Diamond and Decora, packed with all the features you desire. Plus countertops from Cambria Quartz, Granite, and Laminate Countertops. D&M Cabinet Shop has provided quality cabinets for over 35 years. Call 989-479-9271. Or stop in the showroom at 5230 Purdy Road in Ruth.
This is Doug Klee from D&M Cabinet Shop. Call us for a free estimate on all your kitchen or bath needs at 989-479-9271.
And we're back here in on Thumb Broadcasting for more news. The Marlette City Council will host a public hearing at 6 p.m. on Monday, June 3rd. The hearing, which will be at City Hall in Marlette, is regarding the proposed 2024 to 2025 budget. A copy of the proposed budget is available for viewing by the public at City Hall. Following the hearing, the council is expected to adopt the budget and to set millage rates that would be levied to support the budget throughout the next fiscal year. On the matter of finances, the council is exploring the possibility of allowing marijuana businesses which, if approved, the funds generated by allowing them would bring significant revenue to the city. It is speculated that allowing the development of two growth centers and two distribution dispensaries could generate more than $400,000 a year in additional revenue. The next step in the proposal to allow those businesses is having the Planning Commission develop a proposed ordinance and guideline. Once that is done, it will go to the council to review. The next council meeting is set to 6 p.m. on June 3rd. And as the trend of short-term rental grows, so does the need for regulation. Port Sanilac Village Council has approved an amendment recommended by the Planning Commission, setting guidelines for short-term rentals within the village. The ordinance specifies that short-term rental properties like Airbnbs are capped at 10% of total village homes. This aims to balance the practice of short-term rentals while protecting residents' rights. Short-term rentals are often utilized as vacation spots. Existing rental properties are grandfathered in under the new rules. Owners must pay a $200 registration fee and a $50 annual renewal fee. Additional regulations include proximity to the village and limits on neighboring vacation rentals. For more details, you can view the full written article on thumbnet.net or visit portsanilac.net for a copy of the zoning ordinance and map. And the United Auto Workers Union faces the latest test of its ambitious plan to unionize auto plants in the historically non-union South when a vote ends at two Mercedes-Benz factories near Tuscaloosa, Alabama. The voting Friday at an assembly plant in a battery-making facility comes a month after the UAW scored a breakthrough victory at Volkswagen's assembly factory in Tennessee. In that election, UV workers voted overwhelmingly to join the union, drawn by the prospect of substantially higher wages and other benefits. The UAW had little success before then recruiting at non-union auto plants in the South. And we'll be back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news after this.
Fresh baked donuts, cookies, cinnamon rolls, breads, bagels, croissants, cupcakes, and turnovers. Custom baked birthday and wedding cakes. What do they all have in common? At Murphy's Bakery in downtown Bad Axe, year-round, they were fresh from the oven just a few hours ago. Murphy's excels at fresh baked custom cakes and other special baked goods for any holiday or special occasion. As the home of Murphy's on-site catering connection, they offer a variety of menu choices for any gathering. You name the type of event and they can custom cater it. For more information about their catering services, visit murphysbakeryba.com. That's murphysbakeryba.com. Or call 989-550-7464. That's 989-550-7464. Because of their popularity, it's never too early to book Murphy's Catering Connection for your special event. Murphy's Bakery and Murphy's Catering Connection in downtown Bad Axe.
And we're back here on the Thumb Broadcasting with more news. The National Rifle Association is kicking off its annual meeting in downtown Dallas, gathering for the first time in decades without Wayne LaPierre at the helm as board members prepare to elect his replacement. Though beset by financial troubles in recent years and following a trial in which a jury found LaPierre misspent millions of the NRA's money, the group remains a political force. The three-day meeting starting Friday will feature a speech by former President Donald Trump, seminars, receptions, and acres of guns and gear. LaPierre's replacement and other officers will be elected at a board of directors meeting on Monday. And former President Donald Trump's break from his hush money trial in New York includes a trip to Minnesota, or a Republican fundraiser in a traditionally Democratic state that he boasts he can carry in November. Trump will headline the state GOP's annual Lincoln-Reagan dinner Friday night. It's being co-hosted by Republican Party of Minnesota Chairman David Hahn and Trump's state campaign chair, House Majority Whip Tom Emmer. Trump came close to carrying Minnesota in 2016 when he fell 1.5 percentage points short of Hillary Clinton. But Democrat Joe Biden beat him by more than 7 points in Minnesota in 2020. And Russian President Vladimir Putin is focusing on trade and cultural exchanges during his state visit to China. That started with Bonhomie in Beijing and a meeting with Chinese leader Xi Jinping. That deepened their no-limits partnership as both countries face rising tensions with the West. Putin is attending a China-Russia expo in the northeastern city of Harbin on Friday and a meeting with students at Harbin Institute of Technology. Harbin was once home to many Russian expatriates and retained some of those historical ties in his agriculture, such as the central St. Sophia Cathedral, a former Russian Orthodox church. While Putin's trip has been short on concrete proposals, he and Xi have made clear their ties are strong. And that's the news we have for this hour here on Thumb Broadcasting. I'm Dina Bruderick. For the latest Thumb area news anytime, just head on over to thumbnet.net. This news update was brought to you by D&M Cabinet Shop. For beautiful custom-built cabinets, diamond and decorative cabinetry, see D&M Cabinet Shop in Ruth. By Murphy's Bakery Catering Connection and Ice Cream Store in downtown Bad Axe. They're open now with fresh baked breads, bagels, donuts, and other desserts that were baked while you slept. And by Al Hansen Motors in downtown Bad Axe. Come see the indoor lot and discover deals on wheels at Al Hansen Motors. And we do have two local obituaries to report. Clarence Fibrance passed away Monday, May 13th, peacefully in his home at the age of 77. Visitation will be held on Friday, May 31st from 10 a.m. until the time of service at 1 p.m. at the McAlpine Funeral Home in Bad Axe. Burial will follow after the service at Colfax Township Cemetery. Family of Clarence Fibrance will hold a luncheon to follow at Wilcox Park. Memorials may be offered to the family in care of Robin Fibrance. Condolences may be shared with the family at McAlpineFuneralHome.com. And Virginia M. Bushway, a 75-year-old pigeon, passed away on Tuesday, May 15th. Funeral services for Guinea Bushway will be at 2 p.m. on Saturday, May 18th at the Champaign Funeral Chapel. Visitation will be from 11 a.m. until the time of service at 2 p.m. on Saturday. And you can view these and other Thumb area obituaries anytime on thumbnet.net.